us with Abba
and Goose.
Yeah, yeah.
We are back.
We are indeed back.
With very little energy, apparently.
Yeah. I had energy a minute ago, and then I got real tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Once again, this is the show where we give you our updates. We review a movie sometimes.
Not this time.
Well, we're gonna do something.
We'll review something, yeah.
And we play a silly little game. Yay. Goose, would you like to give us your updates?
Of course.
You are swinging your chair into me a little bit.
I'm so sorry.
I did need you to know that one.
I was swinging my chair into Abba because I like to fidget. I am doing okay. I'm still sad, like I was last week. I'm a little bit angry at Abba still because earlier this week she cursed me to not be able to sneeze, and I didn't sneeze for like 4-ish days straight.
I'm a witch now.
Which you would think isn't that like bad, but then for me at least I sneeze more than once a day.
Me too.
And I think the absence of sneezing made me realize how often I sneeze. Or at least the fact that every time I felt like I was going to sneeze, I would do the, and then I wouldn't sneeze. And I was like, fuck. And it was Abby's fault.
So, yeah.
And then at some point, I overcame the curse, and I have now been sneezing again, which is really nice because I would prefer to sneeze than not to sneeze.
I think that I uncursed you.
You did.
I didn't do a specific ritual or anything, but in my heart I was like,
she's
free. Become a problem for Lucy. We're creating chaos in our French class. It's time to free her from the curse. Mm-hmm. I wasn't exactly sure how to do it, but I did it.
Yeah.
Without even meaning to.
To be fair, she didn't really mean to curse me in the first place. It was just at one point I was about to sneeze and then Abba said,
I meant to curse you for sure.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Did you not know that?
Well, now I'm angry at you again. I was going to sneeze, and I went, I did the, and then Abby went, don't.
And then she started laughing so much that she couldn't sneeze.
I didn't sneeze. And then I couldn't sneeze for 4 days. So that was a little bit strange. Mm-hmm.
I would recommend to our listeners, try that on your friends.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
It works surprisingly well.
You might not be a witch like I am, and that's okay. Or your friends might not be as, like, susceptible to hexes.
To your witchcraft.
As Lucy is, but,
I'm not susceptible. You're just
clearly
powerful.
You were. Well, it's one of those two things. I think it's both of those two things, actually.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, continue.
Well.
Go try that, kids.
Anyway. I have been, like I've been doing better, but also at the same time, I've cried so many times recently. I'm not normally that much of a crier, but I've cried so much, so often, and it's weird for me.
What would you say your average is?
Until, like, 2 months ago?
Yeah, like on a normal month,
like,
2 month span, how many times are you crying?
Maybe once a month, once every 2 months. Mm-hmm. But I've cried at least once or twice a week, every week for the past month and a half.
In high school, I would cry like, I think once every 2 weeks I'd have a big cry, and sometimes that would, you know, have little cries that accompanied it.
Yeah.
But now I'm down to like twice a month, I would say, is my average. And I do track every time I cry.
Yes.
Like, a mentally unwell person might do. Let's actually look at the numbers.
The cry list from this year so far.
Yeah, just keep a notes up.
Yeah.
It's my cry log. I put like a location, a reason if there is one, and then a rating on a scale from 1 to 5. 5 is the worst. And, you know, I'll do, like, half ratings. I've cried 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times this year.
And so that's...
Which is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good because it's been 2 months. So that's...
A lot more crying in February than there was in January. Huh. I don't know why. It was... Really, I had a bad streak there, as I was mentioning.
Yeah, yeah.
from the 18th to the 21st, that's like four of those cries. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Anyway, I interrupted. You were giving us your updates.
I have been crying a lot. It's not necessarily bad. It's just different for me. Part of it is I think that this semester, it's only fourth, fifth week of school.
We're a month in, right?
Fourth week. Do you roll your R's like that?
I didn't know that I did.
It's fourth like week? When Signe goes, Borg, you're...
You did it! I didn't know I could roll my R's. I've been going my whole life thinking I couldn't do that. Anyway, it's been the month of February.
Yeah,
we started in February. February was over as of yesterday. It's been a month.
I'm falling asleep. Anyway, yeah, it's been a month of school, and I'm perpetually on the verge of falling behind in all of my schoolwork, mm-hmm. Which has been, I think, affecting my mental state.
I definitely feel that.
Also, the weather's been really whack. Like, yeah. Last week, it got to be 70-something, and then the day after, it got down to literally 15 degrees. And then with wind chill, it was like -9, and it was snowing. And then the day after that, it got up to 30, and all the snow melted. And then today, it literally is getting to 70 again.
It's not getting to 70, is it? It's like 50.
It's basically the same thing.
But like 50 with sun. Is it basically the same thing? No. No, it's not. It's 55 now. Okay, that's, fine. I think, the high.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. I hate to break it to you, Goose, but if you're going to live in Minnesota, like, much of this winter has not been typical, but this kind of is.
I hate it.
Like, this is a Minnesotan spring. For a couple of months there, you check your weather app in the morning to see what season it will be today. And sometimes your weather app is wrong.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but, like, you just have a coat with you in case you need it.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying that. And you are probably the 75th person who said that to me. Every Minnesotan tells me that. No, it's okay. Every Minnesotan tells me that.
We do take a lot of pride in our adaptability to seasons. It's kind of fun sometimes.
Yeah, I would prefer if it wasn't so radical in terms of the changes. But anyway, that's just me being a wimp.
Well, part of the Minnesotan experience is to complain about it like it's brand new every time.
That's a good point.
Every year you forget the past year that it was exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is on my list? I have a shit ton of essays that I'm writing this week, and I probably could have done them sooner in terms of getting them done. Did I do that? No. I wrote the essay on Ibn Battuta, which was 4 pages, and that was I finished earlier this week, and then I'm also writing the religion essay and the inquest essay, both of which are due tonight.
Dang, that's a lot.
So, yeah.
On a Friday, no less.
Yeah.
A Friday.
I'm not happy about it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, though, I could have done them sooner, but I didn't, because I've had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Other recap of the week. Me and Ab were being very goofy in our French class this past week. And it was mostly me being annoying and, like, passing notes and acting like a literal primary schooler.
She keeps taking the blame. I'm doing it back just as much.
But we've been giggling, and yeah. We're kind of afraid that our French prof is going to do the primary school thing and make us sit on opposite sides of the classroom.
Which, at this point, he would be right.
He would
for
be
that.
Fair in doing that. Like,
I hope he doesn't, though.
I hope he
It'd
doesn't.
It'd be embarrassing.
It would be really embarrassing.
Students.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that's. Yeah. I felt embarrassed about that, and I'm going to try to cut down on my giggle time in French, because he kept on saying a particular word that I found very amusing in class yesterday.
If you know the French word for like, you know,
like,
what we're talking about?
As in metaphors, comparisons.
Similes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's making me laugh right now.
How about you? And I'm not laughing at that. How about you sum up your week?
Okay. I feel like a lot of my updates are the same as yours.
Yeah.
But I'm doing much better than I was last week.
Yay!
It's a little bit nicer out. My brain feels better. We'll see how long that lasts.
Sunny outside.
Who's to say? Am I PMSing this week? Yes. So we'll see if there's a crazy twist in the plot. and all of a sudden, things are bad. I'm writing things.
She is writing things.
I'm taking advanced fiction writing. I do have to say the word advanced every time because mm-hmm. I'm advanced. And I had my first short story workshop yesterday, which I am always very nervous for, but it went good. People said nice things about what I wrote. There was stuff to fix, obviously. There always is. That's the point of a workshop. But I feel like it's a compliment when they say that, like, what they want is just kind of more. Mm-hmm. Like, more elaboration here, more elaboration there. And that was kind of the main feedback I got. I always take that as a compliment because my writing was already very long. I was like, I had to cut some stuff. I didn't want to make people read a 20-page story or whatever, so I didn't do that. And there are definitely parts I could expand on, but I like that I take a compliment when they say that, like, what's on the page isn't directly bad. So that was fun, yay. I wrote about possums. it's about, like, an apocalypse, but the apocalypse is just possums.
And that might be how it happens.
It might be. I think it sounds pretty plausible, considering the past, like, couple of years. If all of a sudden there were possums, I feel like
that's basically how the Black Death happened in Europe.
That's
rats.
True. Yeah.
Maybe this time it'll be possums.
They said that was kind of how COVID started, too, which always felt a little hokey.
Yeah.
But that was the information we were given, so I guess, I don't know.
We were told false information.
We were told some things. I'm a witch now.
Yes.
We mentioned
that. I can verify that.
My wasp situation continues, although the past couple of days it's been cold, so they haven't been coming in, which was nice. I have been doing the thing where I leave them under cups, and then they
letting
just
them suffocate.
Die, which I really don't like, and I have to have to get off my butt and just bring them into the hallway and kill them, because it's a very slow and cruel way to kill a living thing. I don't like it at all. It makes me feel like Joe from You. with his little glass.
With his little glass box.
Box. But mine's just a plastic cup, and I'm watching a wasp die over several days. Sucks. But I'm going to stop doing that because it makes me feel like a really terrible person. Now they're just getting beat to death with a shoe in the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to die, like,
quickly.
Like Americans. You know? I'm going to fight them.
Yeah.
We are being a menace in French class, but I'm having such fun.
Yeah.
I love our French class, kind of.
It's so much more, like, our our French class last semester, I think all of us were so scared of our professor to some degree that none of us spoke to each other during class.
And there was such a hierarchy. Like, some of us really knew what, and some people really knew what they were talking about, and then there was us who didn't.
Yeah.
And everyone was afraid to, like, fail.
Yeah, it very much was like
that. So the people who knew that they were not at that level just
didn't
speak.
Talk. Yeah.
Which, it was just not a great vibe.
Yeah. And, like, our professor was good in terms of, like, the instruction, in my opinion. But, like, it was just this sort of, like, everything felt very tense a lot of the time.
But there were several times when you and I did not understand the instruction.
That's true, yeah.
Which is partly on
us,
but
that's partly
not all on us, you know?
I think, for me at least, to a certain degree, it was very much because all the instruction was in French, and I was just not at a level where I was comprehending it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have understood what the expectations were if my French was better.
Yeah, but, like, you know.
Yeah.
When there's, like, a big project that your grade depends on, and we're trying our best, and we think we've done the right thing, and then we come to class, and we didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good.
It's frustrating, yeah. But, so the class we're in right now is much more relaxed, and also, like, all the people in it are pretty chill and very nice.
And, like, there is still people who know what they're talking about, and people who
don't
have less understanding of what they're talking about, or just, like, I feel like better about it because I think we're more at the middle of the pack now.
I agree, yeah.
So that's been good. And also just like people are really nice.
They are. Yeah, we've got a good group of people.
We've got some that we want to adopt.
Yeah, because a lot of them are freshmen. Because we've gotten to that level now where we're the sort of like late bloomers in terms of French.
But I don't understand how we can be the late bloomers. Because it's not like either of us started at like beginner French.
Yeah, but we were like mediocre French.
Yeah, I don't get how we can possibly be late bloomers because I took French throughout all of high school. And well, I was at an intermediate one.
A lot of the kids who are in our class, like the freshmen, did like immersion school or like their parents are French or they're Quebecois or whatever, like that kind of thing.
It's just surprising to me that there's that many.
I know. That's true.
But whatever. We are not the only sophomores. It's fine. And also, we went shopping last week and I bought so many snacks and I spent kind of a lot of money. And now I have too many snacks.
I'll take them.
I want them.
Oh.
I'm hoarding. I'm going to hoard them like a dragon. Particularly enjoying popcorners, which Jada had a bag of, and she shared some with us. And I was trying not to eat the whole bag then, but then I got my own bag, and I did.
Yeah.
Eat the whole bag. So
whole thing.
It was really good, but I think that my stomach did not appreciate how many popcorners I ate. And, like, I would just, like, once one was in my mouth, I was getting another.
Yeah.
On a loop. I would watch a whole episode of something and be like, the popcorners have not left my mouth for even a moment. I haven't even taken a pause. And it's been like 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the men that we're mad at this week. Ba-bum-ba.
I am so mad at men in general.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been saying that for a long time. But every time I think about it, I realize that my rage is still increasing.
Hmm.
Like, when I take the time to consider it, I realize that quantifiably, compared to the last time I considered it, my rage has gone up.
Interesting.
Men in general, I don't like them. One particular thing that made me think of how much I dislike men was the fact that there's this... I'm not going to say his name because I don't think he deserves the credit or recognition or, media. Not that anyone's really listening to this podcast.
Can you tell me later?
I can tell you later.
Perfect.
He is a white guy, British white guy from an indie band who was a YouTuber for a while, who I really enjoyed the stuff that he and his friends made on YouTube when I was younger. And fun fact... assault allegations were confirmed because all white men who have the platform where they are being complimented daily are going to have just massive, massive heads and an incapability to accept boundaries because they've been given so much and entitled so much online as well as in person that they just think they can take whatever they want.
In a way, it's almost not their fault. Because, like, you're white, you're a man. Every day, people tell you
but you
you're
can,
great.
But you're choosing to buy into it.
But if that's all you've ever known, I don't know how much of a choice that is.
There are people who choose not to.
There are people who choose
the
not to.
The fact that people there are people who choose not to prove that it is a choice.
Yeah.
That is the thing that bothers me. And so...
You're right.
Seeing that on the internet... over the past couple days, I was like, yeah, they're irredeemable. Just, like, when you give a white man a platform, the tendency is to just immediately devolve into nastiness.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. It just made me think a lot, and I was, like, very depressed. Or not, I wasn't, like, massively depressed. I don't really give much of a shit about it because, like, it was something I cared about a while ago. Yeah. But, like, still, like, I have, like, it's the kind of thing where it's, like, you and I have mannerisms that we adopted from John Mulaney's stand-up
bits.
Oh,
yeah, we do.
I have vocal mannerisms that I adopted from that YouTuber.
And John Mulaney also kind of sucks.
Exactly. So, like, I feel like they're on the same kind of level where, like, it's just sort of, like, they impact you so much in a way that you don't even think about. And then you're like, oh, but that person is really just not especially redeemable anymore.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating to sort of think about.
But they're in your head in a permanent way.
Yeah.
And even when it's people you haven't known personally,
mm-hmm.
that sucks.
It is. Yeah, it's...
And then you find out that they did that thing, and you're like, oh, I let that person in my brain?
Yeah, and also, like, this person in particular, the media and the songs that he created, like, because he's in a band, all of them, when you think about it, are red flags.
Am I going to know who this person
no.
is? No. Okay.
It's kind of niche, but, like...
Got it.
Anyway, so yeah, that was my mm-hmm. my upset of the past couple days. Yeah, what about you?
I actually kind of have the opposite problem, I think, that you're having right now. Right now, like, in terms of the people I interact with in my real life, it's like the Barbie movie, every night is girls' night.
Yay!
And I'm just, like, very happy. And the few men that I do let into my life, with a couple Excuse of me. Exceptions, are, like... men who I genuinely don't find problematic. And this mm-hmm. is a short list.
Very short list.
It's a short list.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, just lately it's... I mostly speak to women.
Love
like,
that.
And so it's kind of lovely. You never know when a man will weasel his way in and mess up your piece that you've worked so hard to protect.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I just don't run into that many men anymore. You know, like, the stuff with our ops is mostly done.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, kind of J-chillin'.
Yeah.
However, there is an op who I ran into 2 days in a row after not seeing him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get suspicious when I don't see him for a long time.
It's like when you have a spider in your
no.
room. Like, you can't keep track of it. It's like,
yeah.
where the fuck did it go?
I'm like, I need to see you from a considerable distance every few
just
days
to keep track
just
of
so
you.
I know
yeah.
that you're not up to something fishy. But I saw him.
Was it
I
tomato?
Ran into him 2 days in a row. No. It's
Jacket.
The one that I personally
Jacket.
Have.
Jacket? I'm going to call him Jacket from now on.
All right, cool. Anyway, he held the door open for me.
Oh, you should shoot him in
the
foot.
Because I was behind him, and I was like, oh, all right. You want to play? Fine. But
he probably literally
that,
did not think about it.
I kind of feel like he did. I was like, he saw it was me, and he held the door. I was like, this is stupid and weird. It's like he's trying to prove he's still, like, such a... He's a nice guy, you know?
He's a nice guy.
And nice guys finish
last. Nice guys
last.
Finish last.
Women just don't know what they want. Anyway. But after that, I was like, you know... A couple months ago, that would have bothered me, but now I can kind of let that one go. Here I am talking about it on the podcast.
I was about to say, I mean...
Being hypocritical. But then, the next day, Signe and I, we spent 20 minutes trying to find a spot in the library, and we couldn't. So we went into another space. And we sat down, all was well, for about 5 minutes before this guy and a band of seemingly our replacements... walked in, and I said, no. Signe
no.
and I were trying to have a fairly serious conversation. We were planning on being there for a while, and there he is with his stupid walk in my space. I'm trying to focus, but I'm like, what if he's looking at me somehow? Which, of course, he's not. But that bothered me a little bit. And I was like, I'm trying to do something here. I need you to go.
Yeah.
I get that he was with people, so he couldn't be like, let's just leave for no reason. But, anyway, he shouldn't be doing that. How dare you, sir? Anyway, also, I'm mad at a guy on Love is Blind. Actually, I'm probably mad at most of the men and people in general on Love is Blind.
Because they're all gross.
But there was this one dude, I'm watching the new season. Watched a bunch of it with Signe yesterday. He, luckily... is not getting engaged. He was just on the first two episodes. His name is Matthew.
Matthew?
Every woman spoke to him and was like, Jesus Christ, what? And was not having any of that. And then this one woman, who seems genuinely really cool, and she's with someone else now, so we support that, was like, oh, okay, maybe he's cool. And he really
no,
was
girl.
Not. And he was chatting up some other girl. And he is telling them this whole story about how he wants to run away with them, like, just leave the show. And, like, ask their fathers for permission, because he would need to ask their fathers for permission before he married them. And he told two women the same thing. And I was like, you are the worst. And then he's talking about how, like, America is behind him. He's like, so... Huh? Like,
oh, this was that guy, yeah.
This woman's trying to have a genuine conversation with him about what he did, and he's, all he can think about, he keeps getting distracted, all he can think about is the cameras on him and the way that the public is going to perceive him, which, fair, because I'm sure people are going to chew him out for this. But yeah, he sucks. And he's not attractive. There's just no redeeming qualities on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was dirty, Matthew.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, moving on to things that we're reading.
Let's read.
I have read a lot of things in the past week that have made me cry.
Oh, no.
One of which was The Land of Sad Oranges by Ghassan Kanafani. It is a memoir from a Palestinian man who was displaced during the Nakba, the original sort of exile of Palestinians from their land during the creation of the Israeli state. And like, it's a really beautifully written, it's not really a memoir, it's like a fictionalized memoir, if you know what I mean. And it's just really beautifully written, but also very upsetting because it's from a kid's perspective of being forced out of his home, and like the sort of parental figures that he's with are considering killing themselves and their children, and like trying to figure out, is there anything to live for, that kind of thing. And the thing that made me cry was that I then went and looked up the author, and he was assassinated by the IDF. Well, not the IDF, actually. I guess it was Mossad. By Israeli operatives with his 17 or 18-year-old niece when he was only, like, I don't remember, he was fairly young. He must have been something like 50. And they were blown up in a car together while they were shopping in a targeted assassination by Mossad. And the, like, just having to read that while also seeing everything that's happening on the news right now was just like, I could not deal with that. And so I read it, but I was very upset. I'll be honest. Yeah. I was very, very, very upset. So yeah, that was depressing. But you kind of have to deal with it. I don't know. And then I am also, like, only a couple chapters into a book called The Feast of the Goat by Mario Vargas Llosa, I think. I don't know how to pronounce it. And it's also an interesting book. It's about the Dominican Republic and this woman going back to her father's house after living in America for most of her life when she sort of escaped circumstance. And this sort of reflection on what happened and the assassination of the dictator and all that kind of stuff. And I haven't gotten that far into it, but it's a really interesting narration style, and I'm interested to see where it goes. So yeah, that's what I'm reading. A little depressing. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I am only reading for class. No reading for pleasure has happened. But it might next week. Keep your ears open.
Keep your ears open.
I may just surprise you. and myself.
The self is the
yeah.
Thing.
For my race and social justice class, we are reading a memoir of a woman called Harriet Jacobs, which is, like, somewhat interesting compared to at least some of the other stuff we've read. I'm finding it fairly interesting. I don't know how much I'm going to talk about that. But yeah, it's just a slave narrative of, like, a woman who had a fairly unique experience, especially compared to some of the other people we've read about. And yeah, I've been finding that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But also, We don't tend to have super nuanced conversations in that class.
Love that. In a race and social justice class.
It's not like we're having backwards conversations, but it's like, I don't know. It just feels kind of like...
superficial?
Or like, you know, it feels like a couple steps back and there's just like...
Oh, love that. That's great.
Or like back in like, you know, when we were first learning about African American history... in, like, elementary school, it feels like this was the topics that we were covering, but we're sort of going into more detail now, which is good, but I'm just, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And, like, she said at the beginning of the class that, like, this wasn't really going to challenge our worldviews, and I was like,
then huh? What's the point?
Shouldn't it?
Yeah.
But she just said, like, this isn't, like, going to deeply affect you or anything, and I was like,
well, okay.
Okay. Sure. I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I have to take it for credit. And then for my British class, I'm reading Northanger Abbey.
Yay!
We love Jane Austen. So much better than what I was reading last week.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that I was going to start this. I was supposed to have finished it for class today, but I didn't. I was like 50 pages short, and so it was spoiled for me.
Damn it.
How dare they talk about the end of the book when I haven't gotten there yet, even though I was supposed to, but I was watching Love is Blind.
As you should.
As I should, yes. I wrote down the page number because I was doing this in class, and I wrote down the page number I was on because I needed to look further, and I just did that in our show notes.
Yeah,
that's a podcast term in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what we call it in the biz.
In the biz. I really like Northanger Abbey, but at times it's been a little too relatable for me.
Oh.
Like I am Catherine Morland coded, I think.
I need to read it.
Yeah.
Do you have a physical copy of it?
I do not. But I have a PDF and an audiobook.
I can probably get it on Kindle.
Gigi also read it this week. She did it with me, which is so fun.
That is so nice.
We're going to chat about it when...
She is such a...
I see her, yeah.
...Jane Austen-coded girly.
Mm-hmm. We both are.
You guys are.
I really want a pretty copy of Northanger Abbey. I've been saying Northanger. That's not how you say it, I think. I think it's Northanger.
That sounds more British.
I think it is. I think that's correct. That's how my professor's been saying it.
Northanger.
And then I keep being like, I might be saying that wrong. But yeah, I enjoyed it. This one is interesting because it's not quite as, like, romantic as most of Jane Austen's novels are. It's like a parody of Gothic literature, and it's about...
I remember.
A woman who's, like, very kind of naive and wants her life to be, like, the story she's reading. And I'm like, oh...
That's too real.
Me for real.
Too real.
But yeah, Mr. Tilney is certainly not a Mr. Darcy.
Ah, always a letdown.
He's not quite there. And I also found out that he's 26 and she's 18.
Ooh. Which is... Well, okay, to be fair, isn't like Jane Eyre, like, she was like... This is a completely different book, obviously, but, like, wasn't Jane Eyre, like, 20 and then he was, like, 40?
There are interesting connections between Jane Eyre and this book.
Really?
I don't know, actually. I knew he was older.
There are some really big age differences.
But from what I remember, at least when I was reading Jane Eyre, she seemed older to me. She seemed like she was maybe 30 and he was, like, 45 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
But, yeah. That's what I'm reading. Let's get into watching. I know what's next.
Yeah, I'm still watching a lot of Lin Chiang. I have to clarify, last time I think I used like she, her pronouns for them. They use they, she pronouns. I just like, they don't really talk about it. So like, I was just sort of like made the assumption. But yeah, their videos are just so comforting. Like, I just love the cinematography of it. And, like, I feel very, like, I can emulate this aesthetic kind of vibes. And I want to do that. And so I just like that. It makes me feel very aspirational, which is what I think I said last time. But, yeah. And then also I am slowly watching Bridgerton season 2 in order to prepare for Bridgerton season 3, which is coming out soon.
Yay.
And I I think the reason I didn't watch Bridgerton from the beginning is because I honestly don't give a crap about the first season.
Yeah.
Daphne and the Duke's story is just so boring to me. At least in the show, it's so boring because she's so perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just sort of, like, everything, all of the issues are caused by circumstance rather than by the main characters, if you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
at least in the show. In the book, it's more like she's more of an imperfect kind of person, and also you're in her head, so you, like, understand what she's thinking.
Yeah.
But I just didn't care that much about the first season. But season two, the chemistry between Kate and Anthony, what the heck?
What the heck? We are going to talk about this for our
first Yeah, no, I know. So
okay.
I was about to
yeah,
premise
yeah, yeah.
that.
Got it.
Is that we did watch a couple episodes together, and so we're going to chat about that. But yeah, those are the things I'm watching. I also have been watching, re-watching actually, the entirety of Too Many Spirits from Watcher, because I find them very funny. And I play them in the background when I'm doing things. So, yeah.
Yay.
What are you watching? Well, we know what you're watching. We know what she's watching.
I'm watching Love is Blind. I only watched, like, two episodes, and then Signe and I watched a couple last night, which was really fun. It's so much more fun when you have someone
you need
to make
commentary.
Fun of it with.
Yeah.
I have a single dorm now, and so I do the commentary anyway, and I just let my neighbors think I'm crazy.
But it's more fun when you have, like, to bounce it off people.
Yeah. It is kind of fun when I'm alone, though. I'll
That's
be
fair.
Like,
That's
no
fair.
Way he said that. Or I'll be like,
there
girl,
no
run.
Way. Girl, please.
I've also been watching this YouTuber called Jarvis Johnson. I don't know if he's, like, super popular, and I'm just really late to the club, but I saw one video recommended it to me, and I didn't have anything else to watch. He was, like, doing one of those film commentary things about High School Musical 2, which is, like, so
you.
So base level YouTube of, like, at least what I watch. Yeah. But then I started watching other stuff. He does, like, reality TV show, like, comments.
Ooh,
like,
fun.
I watch an episode and just, like, rip it apart, which
I
love.
Love ripping apart
yeah.
a reality TV episode.
He's, like, kind of associated with Curtis Connor and Danny Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I like Curtis Connor. Johanna loves Curtis Connor. Sorry, not like loves.
She loves that guy.
She loves his videos.
Yeah.
And I like Curtis, but I don't think I'm, like, into it the same way. But I really like this guy. I do think he's cute a little bit. And he'll just say such, like, unproblematic things. And I think for me, that's... Like the bar is on the floor, and I always wait for
yeah.
men to say something really dumb. But he'll just be, like, unproblematic, and then I'm like, aw.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
He's just a guy.
He's just a dude.
He's just a guy. Aw. But yeah, I do kind of think he's cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into listening.
I actually didn't write down anything for this on our doc, as we call it in the biz.
We call it our show notes.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry. I hear people say that, and I really wanted to say it.
I didn't write it down in our show notes because I am dumb and I couldn't think of anything. But I've been listening to a lot of angry music this week. My top artist is Ghostmane. I love Ghostmane's music. It's just very angry
yeah.
and loud. I also really like Freddie Dredd, and I accidentally scared my prof when I walked into the classroom, and I had my headphones on, and he started talking to me, and I was listening to my music very loudly, so I took my headphones off of my head, and the music continued to play very loudly in my headphones out loud.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And he was like, oh, what are you listening to? And I had to tell him that I was listening to Death by Dishonor by Ghostmane. And he was like, oh, that's interesting.
Couldn't you have just said, oh, it's like metal or whatever genre it
I
is?
I probably should have just said, like, oh, I'm just listening to some metal, or I'm just listening to this artist or something like that. But I did not do that because I don't think that quickly.
That's fair.
Yeah. And I'm a little dumb. So, yeah, that's what I've been listening to. What have you been listening to?
I wrote down many things.
You did.
So this week I've been
I like that song.
Oh yeah, I like that song too. I've just been like walking around kind of in a good mood. So I'm like, I always kind of have been wanting something bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the times my default has been SOS by SZA. I've already listened to this album. but I do love it. And it's been kind of matching my energy lately. Nice. So yeah, I'm not going to name my favorite tracks because then I'd have to pull it up and I simply can't be bothered. But that I do love SZA. That whole album's really good. I've been listening to the song Man by Quinny. Actually, I am going to pull up the lyrics to that because I found them very applicable, to what we were dealing with a few months ago.
Applicable.
Hold on. Don't need to play it.
Applicable.
No. I can never get the lyrics on Spotify. Okay. So what I always... I, like, listened to this for the first time a couple of days ago, and I was like, yep, that makes sense. Particularly the line, and fuck your soft boy scam, the cowboy or the Tarzan, no amount of nail polish could paint you a good man. I particularly like
I
that.
I like that a lot.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
And the whole song's like that, but yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
And also Nothing Matters by The Last Dinner Party. Lucy also apparently likes, which I didn't know about.
Where did you find it? I've been listening to it for a long time, and I think it's been on Airbuds. Like, Sig found it because I was listening to it.
I think it might have just come up as recommended for me,
yeah,
honestly. But I think I liked it, like, last week, and I was like,
yeah.
I can get down with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been fun. And I've also been catching up on a lot of podcasts lately. Been listening to my... My Dear Hank and John, my
The Greens
Witch Trials podcast.
Yay!
And
Witch Trial.
And the Broski Report, obviously.
Yeah.
I am very excited for Brittany and her Irish man that she is chatting with on Tinder.
She's chatting him up.
She's chatting him up, babes. Gotta love the Broski Report.
I adore her.
It's so fun. I'm so happy for her. She met Beyonce.
I know. That whole first part where she
was
just
beautiful.
Crying. I was like, oh, love that for her.
She's really winning right now.
She is. She's met everyone.
Slaying the game.
Yeah.
I want her to meet Taylor. I don't think she's a Swiftie, but I think she should be.
You can convince her to be a Swiftie.
I think you can convince her. Like, yeah. Anyway. Let's carry on, shall we? Now we're going to talk about Bridgerton.
Yes, because we have not watched a film.
We have not, but we watched part of a show.
We did watch part of a show. I think it's mostly me that I'm really bad at allotting time and, like, scheduling myself.
Well,
you know?
We did schedule a time.
And then I had to do homework.
Yeah.
And then we didn't do homework.
I also had to do homework. Yeah, we didn't.
We actually ended up both not doing homework. You mm-hmm. watched Love is Blind and I played Minecraft.
Yeah, we were in the same space.
We could have watched something,
but
we
didn't.
We
were both saying, oh, we have to do homework. We can't do it. Or we'll...
And then I was at homework.
I was ready to ditch my homework, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one's on us.
Yeah.
We just didn't have the commitment.
Anyway. We watched Bridgerton.
I haven't seen a lot of Bridgerton.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, Lucy just gave me an update.
I gave her a rundown.
A little recap, a little rundown.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict what I think is going to happen.
Yes.
From the very little I remember.
For context, we're about halfway through season two.
We watched the episode where they play croquet.
Yes.
And that was all. I think that the sister who's Anthony's, like, supposed to be courting right now,
mm-hmm. Edwina
is gonna have some sort of a scandal. She's gonna get sick or, like, fall in love with another guy and get caught macking or something.
She's gonna get caught macking,
and
baby.
It's gonna be quite a pickle. And then for some reason, Antony is going to have to, like, propose to her to save her honor or something. I don't know why I said she might get sick. That doesn't really
make a lot of sense. Yeah, I don't really understand how that's relevant, but I get what you're saying.
But for some reason, he's going to have to, like, propose to her. But at the same time, they're not communicating so well anymore. And he's realizing more and more that he's in love with, what is her name?
Kate.
Kate. That he's
I don't think he's realized that in the episode we're on.
No, he hasn't. But we know he's going to get there at some point.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I would like for it to be, they get to the wedding and then it is all broken up in a very scandalous way. I don't know that Kate would break it up, but I think Anthony would be like, I can't do this. I'm in love with your sister. And then it would be quite the pickle. Why are you smiling like that?
I'm smirking because you're very good at predictions like this.
Am I?
Yeah. I'm not going to specify which parts you are correct on, but
you're... I didn't think I was going to be right with any of that.
You're very close.
Like, you know, I watch period dramas. I listen to Taylor Swift.
You know where it's going.
I know what's up.
She knows where it's going.
I can tell the tropes.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's what I hope happens because I do like a broken up wedding. And then Edwina will be like, oh, actually. And she'll be chill with it, you know. For some reason, she'll be like, oh, actually, I'm gay. Or, oh, actually, I'm in love with your brother. Uno reverse.
Uno reverse card, baby. I love that.
And then it'll all be chill, and we'll be happy.
I think you would be an excellent show writer.
Yeah.
You should
And
do
I just
that.
Came up with that off the top
off
of
the
my
top
head.
Off the top of the head.
I didn't even rehearse this.
Right off the brain.
Yeah.
Fresh and hot.
Mm-hmm. Piping hot takes over here.
Yeah.
On Make a Fuss.
Yeah. I'm very impressed by your predictions. I think that that's pretty close to what actually happens. I won't tell you the full conclusion, but yeah. The thing I am very interested in terms of Bridgerton, isn't the characters so much as the costuming.
Yeah.
Because it's wildly inaccurate in terms of historical accuracy.
So pretty.
But it looks really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And also the color coding is very interesting to me.
I have a question. What would you wear if you were on Bridgerton? We're going to play mermaids now. What color is your tail?
I think that I'm very much a jewel tone girly. Mm-hmm. Like, I would wear dark greens and blues, maybe an amber. Throw in an amber.
If I was going to dress you on Bridgerton, I think I would do a lot of, like, warmer.
Yay!
Amber tones, yeah.
I love that.
Would you want, like, the frilly type of gown? Are you looking for something else?
I kind of vibe with a lot of Kate's dresses in season mm-hmm. two. I also like the simplicity of Daphne's dresses,
yeah.
Like the older sister, where like it's.
I know who Daphne
is. I don't know. I just want to clarify.
No, it's okay.
Where she very much is like the opposite of frills,
mm-hmm.
or at least most of the time. And so I like that. I like the simplicity, but also like the really beautiful fabric.
Are all the main girlies kind of not like the other girls, and they have simple gowns?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Penelope is already breaking that mold.
Yeah, but she's like... Actually, I don't know. I just know about the yellow thing.
The thing is that, like, Daphne, when it was her season, was mm-hmm. it was very much like, she's wearing the most traditional and stylish gowns of the season. And, like, her mother was always, like, making sure she had, like, exactly the right dresses.
Okay.
So, no, she wasn't, like, I don't know.
But that's not what she wanted to wear? Because you said earlier she was wearing very simple gowns.
Yeah. I don't
so
know.
So she's, like, got a, like, classic chic.
She does have a classic chic going on.
Okay.
I think you have a good point, though, in the sense that a lot of the characters who you're, like, meant to hate
mm-hmm.
are often designed as being incredibly frilly and, like, over the top.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I have no idea what her name is, but there's this one girl who's just, like, a bitch.
Yeah.
and she's, like, a side character, but she always has these incredibly elaborate hairdos and, like, these just super glossy dresses, and you're like, okay, girl.
Well,
you
that
do
can
you.
Be kind of like a hate the rich thing also.
That's true.
Like, she has money, so we don't like her. But is that the vibe, or is it like she's very feminine, so we don't like her?
It's kind of more like, it's less like targeted at rich and more targeted at gaudy. Like,
okay.
They don't like over the top.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you see the
like
Penelope's family... Penelope's family, like, her mom is awful. Mm-hmm. Her sisters are not great. They're all dressed in these incredibly gaudy, like, crazy colors and, like, the frills and feathers and stuff.
Stupid hair.
Exactly. And so they, and they're poor. They've lost all their money. And so, but they're still spending on these incredible dresses and whatever. And so I think it's targeted at sort of gaudy over-the-topness.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's not, like, trashy. It's, like,
Nouveau riche. That's kind of the vibe I was getting, was they're looking down on the nouveau riche.
There's a word I'm trying to think of, and I'm not going to get there, because I'm just a little bit tired.
Just a tad bit.
Okay. Do we have more thoughts on Bridgerton, or do we want to move along?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of a movie.
Kind of.
So we kept our promise, didn't we?
Yeah, we worked on it.
Yep. All right. We are improving with every episode. My mom said so.
And that's all that matters. If our mothers think that we're improving, I don't care. We're doing good.
She said that the first episode was a little rough, but after that, we got better.
Yeah.
And I do sort of agree with her.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah. Yeah. We're having fun. We get better every time.
We do.
And
now we play our silly little game.
I don't know if I'd even call this a game, but we're going to talk about our witchy aesthetics.
Because of Abby cursing me, obviously.
If you didn't quite get that connection. This is our witch-themed episode.
Yeah.
In March.
Yeah, we can do another one if we are still doing this come Halloween.
Witches exist all year long, guys.
Yeah, they do.
We're ready to break stereotypes. It's not like they just exist on Halloween.
They pop into existence on Halloween.
Yep.
Disappear.
They just pop out from the void and then they're... Come November 1st, they're gone. Anyway, we're going to talk about our familiars and who we want to hex.
Would you like to go first, Lucy? Okay. I took a lot of quizzes on the interwebs about what kind of witch I would be. The two that I got the most often were hedge witch and lunar or fucking cosmic witch or something like that. And so my understanding of that was hedge witches are kind of the sort of, they're the bridging witch, where like they're the kind of sort of traditional, like going to be cooking something up in the kitchen, but also pretending that they're not a witch when they're out in public kind of thing. And then the like lunar / cosmic witch is just kind of sort of associated with magic that is astral or associated with the night time, which I thought was interesting. So yeah, that's the type of witch I would be. The familiar that I want is a crow. I think we should assign each other familiars.
Because sometimes you don't get to pick your familiar.
Exactly, that's the thing, is sometimes the familiar picks you.
Yeah, that's true.
In some traditions. Mm-hmm. I would really love a crow. There's a family of crows who live near my dorm building, and they seem to patrol their territory at all of the times when I'm not there.
Yeah.
And so they're always out and about and flying around when I'm not there. And then as I'm coming back, they're going back to their nests. And so I never see them out and about. Anyway, I would love to befriend them. But I just don't have the opportunity to right now, which makes me very upset. And then who I would have... Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Speaking of sneezing, I think that the first person I would hex, I have so many. That's the thing, is that I'm a very vindictive person.
Yeah, we're really just going to hex the men that we're mad at.
Yeah, I think that...
I think.
That's is the vibe. Where I'm at. It's mostly men that I would hex. I can't think of a single woman who I care, like, I vehemently dislike enough to actively hex her.
Yeah.
So it's all men.
Mm-hmm.
Not all men, but, like, you know, most of the ones that I've talked about on this podcast. Yeah, that's my rundown. What about you?
Yeah. So I didn't really take a quiz. I took one quiz, and it told me I'm a modern witch, and I'm not about that.
Yeah,
I'm
boring.
Not about modernity.
Boring!
So I want to be, like, I want to be a cute little flowery witch, you know? I don't really want to hex people super vindictively. I just want to make their lives a little bit inconvenient, at least at first. I just want to, like, inconvenience them all the time in a way that sort of makes them ruin their own lives.
Ooh, shit, that's,
you know,
harsh.
Like, things just kind of like, nothing super bad happens to them, but, like, little things keep going bad. Mm-hmm. And because they're kind of mean-spirited people, I'm talking about men, then they just, like, kind of don't have the tool to deal with that, and it just kind of, like...
spirals until they self-destruct.
They get angry at people that they care about. They get
that
mad.
Is significantly more thought out than my hex plan was.
Well, I didn't really plan that out, I guess. Well, no, I sort of did. in a way, I did. I was watching a TikTok last night, and I was running out of time on TikTok, and I kept extending my screen time limits so that I could watch the end of this one. There was a woman reading my cards. Not my cards.
Just cards.
It came on my For You page for a reason, you know? And she told me that I'm haunting people from my past, and that they wish they had treated me better when I was in their lives. And they're really quite upset about it now. And I was like, girl, you're so right.
How did you know that?
Because I can
how
tell.
How did my For You page know that?
And she was like, but, like, right now, specifically, there's one person who, like, really wishes that they had treated you better. And, And I was like, yeah, you're right. And so I think... you know, I already am a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm definitely haunting people. I can make people not sneeze. Yeah. I'll continue to explore my powers, and if I find something else, I'll get back to you. I think my familiar is going to be a deer.
I can definitely see that.
I like it because it's big.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll have this big, spooky deer following me around.
Like, okay, but like maybe stag with, like, big antlers, or like a doe?
No, like a doe. Like, okay. Maybe even a fawn.
Isn't a fawn a baby?
It's a baby deer.
Okay.
Baby deer.
You raise it?
Yeah.
You raise deer?
Mm-hmm.
She raised deer.
I raised deer.
Raised deer.
He's my bestie.
I love that.
But yeah, I don't know if we've talked about this, but I always feel kind of connected to deer. Because they, like, I feel like I am a deer. Because they always look a little scared. And, like, when I make eye contact with a deer, I'm like, I bet that's what it's like to make eye contact with me sometimes.
I like that. I really like that.
Like, it's just afraid, but in a graceful kind of way.
In a graceful and sort of passive way.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just an energy thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. I completely get that.
You and I are the same.
Yeah. Can I assign?
Okay, go for it.
I think that you would be a green witch. And so the only categories of witch I know, just sort of like, or that I have heard within folklore, mm-hmm. like sort of like traditional folklore, both in the States and abroad, is like the hedge witch, green witch, dark witch, and light witch, which is like incredibly obscure and obviously like overlaps from a bunch of different traditions and folklore.
Yeah.
But my understanding is that a green witch is someone who's most connected to nature and draws their energy from nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think of your hot girl walks, I think of them as being you recharging your magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, basically she's like a plant. She photosynthesizes a little bit. For people who don't know, Abba is like a cat. If there's a sun ray, kind of gonna melt in it a little bit.
I'm gonna sit in the sun. Some people don't want the sun directly in their eyes while they're trying to do something. I do want the sun directly in my eyes.
So, yeah, I think photosynthesis mm-hmm. is important for you. And so, yeah, my read of that is that you're, like, you increase your magic powers by either spending time in nature or by photosynthesizing.
I've always kind of said that I was a winter witch, though.
There's sun in winter.
That's so true. But
there's also nature in winter.
There aren't so many plants. Maybe I'm like an evergreen
sleeping.
Tree. That's so true. But yeah, I do like winter, but I also really do like the sun.
Yeah.
The sun in winter is wild.
Love
we didn't
that.
Get a good day like that this year.
No, we didn't.
Where it's like the
bright
snow
sun.
Is just fallen and the sun is like out and it's just reflecting
so bright
off
bright
and
everywhere.
You're just like, whoa.
I cannot see.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah. And everything's shiny.
Everything's shiny.
And sparkly.
Sparkly.
Yeah, but
maybe
so that's...
just like glitter.
You do like glitter. I think...
Yeah.
But yeah, so that my read is mm-hmm. Abba, Green Witch.
Yeah.
I actually completely agree with you having a deer as a
Familiar.
Familiar. I was really struggling with that word.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that fits you very well. I could also imagine some sort of bird, like a swallow or a sparrow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a cute little woodland kind of bird who would come, like, land on your shoulder and, like, tell you things that it had heard.
Yeah.
And then fly away and do its own thing kind of thing. I can also imagine a cat, but I think a deer or a bird is the best match.
Yeah. I would say something similar for you. I do like a crow.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also see you with something kind of nautical. Maybe a starfish.
You want me to have just, what if it, how does that work? Is it just attached to me?
Like, yeah, I think it just grabs onto your like shoulder or something.
But then it's out of the water and it dies.
No, it's magic. All right, fine. I was trying to think of something, and I think I could see you with a ferret.
That'll be fun. I like a ferret.
Then you can wear like a scarf.
I like that. I'd have a ferret scarf. That would be fun.
Maybe a starfish is your familiar when you're in the water.
Okay, that makes
and
sense.
And it's just like, hey girl, and it's in any
hey
sort of water that you're in.
Yeah.
When you take a shower, your starfish is there.
My starfish is there.
When you're at the pool, your
starfish
is also there.
Totally not getting killed by chlorine water when it's a saltwater animal,
no,
but,
it's,
you
it's
know.
It's not. It's fine.
Yeah, that's how that works.
You can purify the water with your magic.
Exactly.
Like, duh.
Duh.
Like, duh. But it's like a part-time familiar, you know? Because
yes.
Crows can't go in the water, no, can they?
They can.
They can't.
Oh, okay.
Just go with me on this.
Abba has
I'm an expert on crows. I know everything there is to crow. Did you get that?
I did. I liked that.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
what kind of witch am I, though? Do you think I'm a hedge witch?
Well, I liked what you said about being a kitchen witch.
I think that falls under hedge witch.
Like, I don't know if you like to cook necessarily,
but it's kind of more of the sort of like futzing mm-hmm. around in a kitchen, boiling your water, making your tea kind
making
of
tea,
vibes
yeah. Like, you know, you have I think you were saying like last week that you really want to have your own kitchen one day.
Yeah,
and I think you would have like plants in your kitchen.
I would love that.
And yeah, it's
and
just
sunlight
a vibe.
There mm-hmm. would if there's sunlight in the kitchen, it is home.
Yep. Because then I'm there. I'm sitting in the sun ray.
Yeah.
I mean your sink.
What if you can teleport via sun ray?
That'd be crazy.
Like, you know how I'm in...
I can go an awful lot of places with that.
Exactly. What, like, you know that one kid in mm-hmm. the Percy Jackson series who can teleport through the shadows? Because he's like
Wasn't
Hades
that
kid.
Nico?
Yeah, Nico.
Yeah, yeah.
He can go through shadows. You can go through sunlight.
I can go through
Any,
sunlight.
Like, if there's ever a beam of sunlight, Abby can teleport there.
Or you can, like... video chat me through the sun. If you've got one of those what's the reflector thingy called?
A prism?
If you've got a prism, you can like project it and then there I am. Hey girl, what you need?
Hey girl, I'm in the sun.
Hey girl, wanna talk Jane Austen?
Hey girl, how you doing? I am sun. Anyway.
I would say that.
Yeah, I like that. So that's our rundown.
Yeah, yeah. That is gonna just about cover it for this week.
Yeah.
We will be back relatively soon, I think.
Yeah.
We've got a day planned out. We've got a plan.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it though.
Yes.
Because I don't want to
jinx it.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it. I have powers that I don't fully understand yet.
She's coming into her powers.
Yeah.
It's
you
need
it's
to find
a
like an old witchy person who's gonna teach you the ways of the craft.
I need a Yoda.
You do need a Yoda.
Maybe I can find a deer to be my Yoda.
Do you think you could do that handstand thing that Luke does where he has Yoda on his back?
No.
Oh.
What does he do exactly?
He
I
has to
remember.
Like carry Yoda around in a backpack to train.
Oh.
And then
he
has to do
these
handstands and it's really
Wouldn't
funny.
Would Yoda fall out?
Huh? I just remember him doing a handstand.
I remember this too, but
I
don't quite remember how it worked. Didn't you do like a one-armed handstand?
I don't know, dude.
Anyway. We'll see you
I
next
was gonna
week,
do
fam.
That. We'll see you
I
later.
I just said fam. What did I do?
Fam.
Can you cut that out?